Good morning. Welcome. If you'd like to turn in your bulletins for a few announcements this morning. This week, tomorrow, Monday, at 7 p.m., the Prudential Committee meeting will be meeting. Also, 2020 VBS, you'll see Mystery Island. We've got a date. VBS will be Monday through Thursday, July 20th through the 23rd, 9 to noon. For ages 4 years old through sixth grade. There's a sign-up sheet in the foyer for anyone who'd like to help. And if you have any questions, you can talk to April Haig or Mark Kettlehut. Other announcements, if you are connected to the church Wi-Fi in here, we're gonna ask you if you would please disconnect from it so our live stream has enough juice to run. So if you could do that, that would be great. And then the only other announcement I had is if you are a senior, would you just stand for a second? We'd like to recognize our seniors today as all the Miller graduates will be graduating today. We want to congratulate them. So congratulations to our seniors. Are there any other announcements that need to be made at this time? Okay, our call to worship is in 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 9. It says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him."
Again, want to welcome each one to our worship service, and it's nice to see more and more of us coming out. It's nice to have Janelle back. I know Christina is probably excited about that too. But I'll ask you to stand with me, please. We're going to sing hymn number 510, "Jesus is All the World to Me." Number 510. Jesus is all the world to me. My life, my joy, my all. He is my strength from day to day. Without him I would fall. When I am sad, to him I go. No other one can cheer me so. When I am sad, he makes me glad. He's my friend. Jesus is all the world to me. My friend in trials sore, I go to him for blessing. And he gives them o'er and o'er. He sends the sunshine and the rain. He sends the harvest, gold and grain. Sunshine and rain, harvest and grain. He's my friend. Jesus is all the world to me, and true to him I'll be. Oh, how could I this friend deny, when he's so true to me? Following him, I know I'm right. He watches o'er me day and night. Following him by day and night.
one no better friend. I trust him now, I'll trust him when life's fleeting day shall end. Beautiful life with such a friend. Beautiful life that has no end. Eternal joy. He's my friend.
Wonderful singing. You may be seated. Take this opportunity for prayer requests and praises. Just have a couple of them. Continue to pray for Brenda as she has been dealing with shingles this week. It's getting a little bit better, but she also took a fall 2 weeks ago and ended up with some bruised ribs, and so we will pray for her. And then also we continue to extend condolences to Kenny Van Zee and his family as the passing of Jerry this past a week ago. Are there other requests or praises? Yeah, Lynn.
Marshall and Jersey will be getting married next Sunday, and still, it'll be a small family service. So, then as they start in life.
And that's the 20... next Sunday, so 24th. Because I'm preaching next Sunday, so I've had that on my calendar for a while. But that the request is for Marshall and Jersey. They will be having their wedding next Sunday, and it'll be a small gathering. I know there may be some larger gatherings down the road, but we will pray for them as they start life together, and for all the details to work out for the wedding date is also for the road ahead. Are there other requests? Yes. So, Ruth Ann, her name is Beverly? Okay, for Beverly, she has come down sick. She's in Pierre, but she has a heart condition and some other health issues. So we will pray for Beverly. Other requests? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for our gathering of today. We thank you for this being graduation Sunday for those in Miller. We ask that you would watch over the ceremony today and the unique form it's going to take. We pray for each of the seniors as they receive a diploma. We know it is the ending of one chapter in their life. I pray for the next steps. Thank you that you provide guidance. You've told us that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And I pray for them that they would seek first your kingdom, your wisdom, and that you and your righteousness, and that you will add the things that they need, the necessities of life to them. We thank you for that promise. Father, we lift up Kenny and Kinnett and Rod and Dean and Sherry and their families with the homegoing of Jerry this past week continue to be an ever-present help. We thank you for the hope that we have in Jesus Christ, knowing that one day as we enter into eternity, we will not only see our loved ones who have known Christ as their Savior, but we will see our Savior face to face. As Paul said, that on this side of eternity, we see in a glass darkly, but one day we will see face to face. And we long for that day, and as we wait for that day, help us to be found faithful. And we lift up Brenda to you to continue to heal her body, especially of the pain from shingles. Help her each day to feel your loving presence and your healing power. We also lift up Marshall and Jersey to you. We thank you for the opportunity they have of starting life together. We pray that you would be that third strand of the cord that winds around them and in their lives so that they may live honoring and glorifying you, but also for the days ahead. Help with all the details of next Sunday and for their lives together. We ask that you would make straight their paths and may they establish a household following you. Father, we also lift up Ruth Ann's friend Beverly. I just ask for your healing power and touch on her life, that you would heal, and with the family, extended family around her, that you would be an ever-present help during this time and this need. Father, we understand that in this COVID-19 era, we do things differently. As we do not receive an offering from your people, we physically during the service, we do entrust the gifts that have been coming in to you. We thank you for the faithfulness of your people and your faithfulness in providing for us, that you would bless those that have been giving, and you would bless those that have persevered through doing extra service. We thank you for those that have provided the technology and the tech crew, as they have labored on your behalf. Father, we just ask that all the details of our service today would honor and glorify you. We lift up our missionaries to you. We pray for Rocky and Ruth, that you would help them as his chaplaincy has been affected by not being able to go into nursing homes and hospitals. Help him with his connections to continue to encourage believers and to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank you for our elected leaders. We ask that you would continue to give wisdom to them, both here locally and statewide, and our national leaders. We pray for the upcoming primaries here in our state, that you would give wisdom and discernment to your people and how to vote. We continue to pray for our national leaders in wisdom in how to handle the pandemic and what it looks like to reopen things. We pray for safety and health as things start to reopen. And for our time today, we ask that all of our service honor and glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen. This time I'm going to ask Andrew and Marissa to come forward. This is their last Sunday with us. I'm not sure, do you want to bring your family? Whatever you feel comfortable with. I'm going to ask the elders to come forward as well. We're going to have a time to pray over them. We did 5 years ago as an installation of Andrew and Marissa being with us and coming, and they came right in time for VBS, which we were grateful, but also normally they would be leaving just in time for VBS as well, but these things are different. But we also want to commission them. They are going off to Frontier School of the Bible. Their ministry is going to change, but it's still going to be affecting the kingdom of God, and so we want to pray for them. And since I know how to pray, but others can. So men, if you could gather around, do we feel comfortable laying on hands? Okay. So we'll hand the mic around as we pray.
Gracious Heavenly Father, I thank you for the opportunity that we've had to get to know Andrew and Marissa and their family. We thank you for their years of service to you here. And we just thank you for the relationships that have been built. And I just pray that we will be able to continue communication with them. I thank you for technology that we can text and call and voice chat and continue just to have easy communication with them. And we just thank you for those relationships and that they would continue to deepen. And Lord, I just pray that the impact that they've had on our lives would encourage us to reach out and love people the way that they loved us. And just pray that you'd guide them as they go and just bless them today.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Andrew and Marissa and their family, the 5 years that we got to have them in this church, and we thank you for all the encouraging words they gave to everybody, every life that was impacted. all the time they spent with the youth, and we just ask that you bless their mission moving forward, give them safe travels, and just help them to be a guiding light for you. And once again, we thank you for the opportunity we had to have them in this body of believers, and their commitment to preaching your word and impacting people for you. And like I said, we just pray for their continued mission forward and watch over their family, keep them close, and in your name we pray.
Lord, we just again thank you for these short 5 years that Andrew and Marissa have been with us. It doesn't seem like it's been 5 years, Lord. We just thank you for the impact they've had on our church and on young people that they've ministered to here in this church. I know he's just been a youth pastor, Lord, but he's been a mentor to many of our adults too. We just wish them well in their new adventure that they're going to partake on, and we just wish them well for their families.
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for Andrew and Marissa, and for Easton and Aiden and Hadley. We thank you for the time that they have been formally a part of our body here, and we know that even though they will not be worshiping with us every Sunday, we're still part of your family, that they're moving on to a new location to continue serving you in a new way. And we just pray that you would bless every aspect of their new ministry. We pray that you would give them all the financial resources that they need. We pray that you would be with Andrew and his responsibilities as the dean, and be with Marissa and the role that she'll have as well. And we just thank you for each life that they have impacted while they've been here, especially for the young people and the way that that they have taught and modeled for each of us what it means to truly follow you. And I know that being deeply rooted has been a passion of Andrew's while he's been here, and I pray that each of us would remember the importance of being deeply rooted in your word and following you wholeheartedly in everything that we do. And I pray that we would just continue to see the impact of the Elliott's ministry through our church here. And we just thank you again for the time they've been here, and pray you to watch over them as they go into their new ministry at Frontier. In Jesus' name we pray.
Heavenly Father, as we commission Andrew and Marissa to the next stage of ministry, we thank you for the investment they have made in us and the opportunities we have had to invest in them. May they take the lessons they have learned, the contacts they have made, and know that it will probably not be until eternity where we will see where the true benefits have been. But may they see, as time passes, the fruits of their labor. Father, we know that you keep track of even a cup of cold water given in Christ's name, and they have done more than that. I thank you for their ministry as a team, as Marissa, as mom, helpmate, that you would protect her heart as they move forward, that you would give her wisdom as mom, that you would give her wisdom as the helpmate you have called her to be for Andrew in his new role. I pray for Andrew that you would give him wisdom as a husband, as a father, as the dean of men, as he models the life of Christ, and as sometimes he has to step in and with the hardness of reproof, that you would give him tenderness and love. Father, we pray for safety in their move, that the establishment of their household in LaGrange, but also for their three children, for Easton, Aiden, and Hadley, that they would continue to follow you, that they would know beyond a shadow of a doubt that they are loved by their Heavenly Father, and that they're loved by their mom and dad, and that they would be raised up to be godly men and women. Father, I thank you for our time together we've had, and it is not over. We thank you so much that we are not all that far away, but I pray that you would establish them as they move forward. In Jesus' name, amen.
It's wonderful to be back in the Lord's house, to be able to worship together. Before we start singing this morning, I've got something I want to share. Don and I have kind of been talking and praying about this for a while, and it's fitting that it's today because this is for Andrew and Marissa. I'm not really good about keeping my thoughts or my brain together with my emotions, but I'm going to try my best. Today is a very happy and yet a tough day all at the same time. For our church family, our youth group, and the Elliott family. As all of us have seen and watched, Andrew and Marissa have touched the lives of so many teenagers. They have been here, they have been at schools, they have been in their lives, in their hearts, praying with them, crying with them, being there for them. Our youth group has grown to love, respect, and trust them. They are blessed by the lives of the youth group. The youth has blessed them as much as they have blessed the youth. The youth group will take many of the things that have been taught, loved, shared in their lives for years and years to come. With that said, I want to take a moment to say something personal about them. Andrew and Marissa are amazing, godly examples to so many of us. From the moment they came to candidate through all the years they have been here. As for Don and I, Andrew has been a confidant, a prayer partner, a sounding board many times for Don, and a true friend. Andrew has been that character of God to so many in this church. Marissa has this sweet way of loving you right where you are. She listens without judgment and always makes you feel loved, and is an amazing friend to me and so many others. And as always, has an open door to whoever needs them at any time. Their children are full of love, laughter, enjoyment, hugs. They just simply are a joy to so many people here. We will miss them so much here at the St. Lawrence Church. In the youth group, they will miss them tremendously. They will be missed deeply in the hearts of those who have been blessed to call them family and friends. Last but not least, we'll miss your hugs. And we'll miss your love and encouragement. Those of you that have been, you teenagers that are here, I know we're not a full church, but those that have been touched in youth group, been in youth group with them, stand for a minute. Let them see you present today. Go ahead and have a seat. There's so many that aren't here, but I just wanted them to just be loved in a way that Don and I have seen from the second they walked into candidate, and now as they're going to a new chapter where God has called them to be doing his work in another place. So thank you both. We love you. Okay, now we can stand and sing together and praise the Lord for who he is and what he is in our lives.
You are not alone if you are lonely when you feel afraid. You're not the only, we are all the same in need of mercy to be forgiven and be free. It's all you've got to lean on, but thank God it's all you need. And all the people said amen. Whoa. Thanks to the Lord, for his love never ends. And all the people said amen. If you're rich or poor, well, it don't matter. Weak or strong, your love is what we're after. We're all broken, but we're all in this together. God knows we stumble and fall. He so loved the world, he sent his son to save. save us all. And all the people said amen. Whoa, and all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love never ends. And all the people said amen. Blessed are the poor in spirit, who are torn apart. Blessed are the persecuted and the pure in heart. Blessed are the people hungry for another star. For theirs is the kingdom of God. And all the people said amen. Whoa, and all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love never ends. And all the people said amen. And all the people said amen. Whoa, and all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love never ends. And all the people said amen. And all the people said amen.
As it was, or as it is, their last Sunday, I thought I would get Pastor Andrew to fill in with us one more time with the drums. So.
Hallelujah, glory. glory, hallelujah, glory to the Lord, glory, hallelujah, all praise is due.
And have a seat. As we get ready to sing this next song, Jesus I Come, it's just got such beautiful, beautiful words and such a strength in it. Just allow the Lord just really bless your heart this morning. Just as I am, I come. Hallelujah. Oh, what amazing love. Thank you,
just as I am, I come. Just as I am, I come. Alleluia. Oh, what amazing love. I will rise, stand redeemed. Heaven open over me to your eternally, endless glory I will bring. I will rise, stand redeemed. Heaven open over me to your name eternally. Endless glory.
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your amazing love, for the gift of your Son, Jesus, who is willing to die in our place to pay the penalty for our sins, so that we might be forgiven, that we might have a relationship with you and the hope of eternity in your presence. We pray that you would be with our time as we look in your word this morning and as we examine the instruction of how we are to show your love to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.